We're at Comic-Con, the Phoenix Comic-Con, with Henry Barajas from Tucson, Arizona. And you're here with the Orbital Decay kids.
Yep, the kids, and they're all older than me.
Yeah, but you're sort of the old man in the booth here.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's funny because it's kind of nice to forward all the information that I've been given through. You know, I used to team up with Eric Schock, and he kind of mentored me a lot. So it's cool to like finally pass down and help out. You know.
Yeah. So you're a Renaissance guy in a lot of ways.
I'm like Danny DeVito, yeah.
Yeah, so you
short and hairy.
That's not Renaissance.
I thought he was a Renaissance man. Remember? Oh, never mind, forget it.
Is that a movie reference?
Yeah, a movie reference, sorry.
God, I suck at pop culture.
That's like, yeah, never mind.
See, that's why I have to hang around you guys so I learn these things.
Yeah.
So we met you, Jeff and I met you way back in the day at Charlie's Comics.
Yep.
And you were, I guess, a newbie?
I was a newbie, and I was helping promote the Tucson Comic Con at the time.
And so you have your own line of comics.
Yes.
What is all that about?
Well, the book I'm here promoting today is Captain Unicorn. It's about a mystical man-horse superhero that kills bigots. And he's an openly gay character.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. And it's met with huge critical acclamations?
A big thing that just happened recently was Christian Valera and I, the co-creator, were on the first LGBT and mainstream comics panel, and that was the first LGBT-themed comic book panel in the history of Phoenix Comic Con.
Wow.
And it was a great discussion. We were with the crowd, and there was a lot of people into it, and it's really nice to to see that, you know, we're trying to give this character a big audience and try to make it so that this is something everybody can read, you know, and something that everybody can get into. It's been featured on Bleeding Cool, and I think it was featured on the paper sometime. I don't remember. But yeah, it's a lot of people like it, and it's also online. It's a webcomic as well, because I work at, you know, at the paper, my favorite job. I love it, but I don't get paid as much as I used to, so I can't afford to keep it in print. So we're putting out the comic weekly, page by page, every Wednesday at ifncomics.tumblr.com.
Cool, and people can, is that a subscription?
No, it's free. You can go and read all the pages. After 40 weeks, we're going to start a new comic called El Loco, which is about a Mexican superhero that fights the Chupacabra and racial profiling.
Now, let's go back to this mystical man unicorn character.
Okay.
Because I find it interesting that just recently, well, the last couple of years, that a couple of mainstream comic book characters have come out as being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that as, you know, a positive trend, people sort of embracing that?
Yes. It weeds out all the bigots. And unfortunately, there is they call it comic book market for a reason. You know, if you're into a straight Christian, blue-eyed, blonde-hair, white males, you're really going to like DC Comics and Marvel Comics, because that's a majority of their characters and readership, so they're playing to that strength. But if there's a lot of different titles, like, you know, there's Batwoman, who's a gay character, and then they outed Alan Scott as a gay character, and I think that's kind of funny, because his weakness is wood. So, I know, someone asked that, and I said, you know, I think we should start creating new characters, you know, and when you create them,
as opposed to outing
ones. And because we're rehashing the same characters after 70 years, I think it's time to make new characters, and that's what we did with Captain Unicorn. Someone else asked a question about how we felt about gays being killed, and they're almost portrayed as women. And one of my answer to that is, in Captain Unicorn, his partner is killed in the line of duty because he's a cop. You know, I mean, that's one of the things that pushes him to be a darker character and to be more angry. You know what I mean? Where, you know, it is a catalyst, but that's not the only thing that pushes him to be a darker, bruder, meaner Captain Unicorn.
So tell us a little bit about the character.
Captain Unicorn, by day, his name is John Rush. He is the creator of Universe. It's our Facebook. And people can access Universe in their head. They can get on their Facebook whenever they want. They're always in it all the time. And the villain of the book, the Scenester, she has been hired by an alien race to kill Captain Unicorn because he is the last of the kind of the unicorn kind. He's the last of the unicorns. So she knows he's John Rush by day, so she destroys a satellite in space that transmits Universe. So nobody can access Facebook anymore, the thing that makes him a multi-billionaire. So this is one of the main events that unfolds. Captain, this story that we started with is his last story, and we explore his entire life through his childhood up until now.
Wow. What did he sort of be?
How he became Captain Unicorn
was.
Well,
I was going to say, you know, most superheroes have, you know, their nemesis,
right?
And did he have like a tragic backstory?
Yeah, what happened was he was leaving his job, and the Unicorn Warrior crash lands on Earth from space and gives him the horn and says, "The horn has chosen you." And John Rush was happily married with his partner, and everything was going great for him up until he became a superhero. He was a good guy, getting this superpower. Usually when people become superheroes, their life gets 100 times worse.
Right.
So this is what happens to him.
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker, exactly.
All right, cool. So who is this woman?
This woman is his arch nemesis. She's a Scenester. Basically, she's this alien bounty hunter that morphs into whatever pop culture is new. And a lot of people hate, like, you know, they hate hipsters and they hate Scensters and they hate all these things. So I wanted this. And I think people like gravitate to something like, you know, whatever is cool. And she uses that thing to gain her army and uses whatever like band or type of music is cool to round up those people so they can help her kill Captain Unicorn.
Nice, cool. So what else you got going?
I got a new comic called Vaya con Diablo. I'm co-creating it with Mike Macropoulos. He is a Zurich Foundation Award-winning artist, and he's a good friend of mine. It's basically about this guy named Emilio, and he works for a corporation, and he has a daughter who has cancer, and the corporation shuts down the plan and outsources his job, and he loses his benefits, and he can't get health care because she has a pre-existing condition. So he becomes a coyote and starts hauling illegals to the United States. And he takes a job where he has to bring three terrorists through the border, and the Border Patrol finds them, and they all split, and he only can recover two. So he brings only two back, and the terrorists say, "No, we need that next guy to finish this, what we're doing." So he has to go back to the border and find him, or else they're going to kill his family.
So your themes in your comic books are not lighthearted.
No, they're not. I'm a big fan of David Lapham's Young Liars and Stray Bullets, and it's all just bad people in worse situations and fleshing out the humanity.
Yeah. So where does the empathy come for the protagonist?
Well, in my book, the empathy is this guy is trying to save his daughter, and in the midst of it, he loses his marriage.
And he's just doing whatever he can.
He does whatever he can, but he gets so caught up, and he's making so much money, and he's so hungry. And it's become his life now. And he's lost himself in this. And he has taken this extreme step to bring back a terrorist who is going to commit a terrorist act to save his daughter. But who knows, maybe she'll die of cancer, you know.
Right.
So it's a big, there's a lot of decisions, the tough decisions he has to make.
Awesome. So anything else you want to talk about your Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Happy Tuesdays?
Tuesdays? Mike Sterner asked me to do a show every third Tuesday at the Loft. It's called Happy Tuesdays, and I do a show called Viva La Viral. And we basically show viral videos, and I show videos that I've made on YouTube, and I have a local, kind of, not a celebrity, but someone that makes Tucson really cool. The next guest is going to, we had Dan Gibson. The next guest is going to be Jericho Davidson, and we're going to do World Star Hip Hop Night.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. It's the third Tuesday of June. So it starts at 9. You get there a little early because it only holds 60 people.